Anna and the Jewel Thieves by Mortimer Toon, published by Black Apollo Press. Chapter 1. Mr. and Mrs. Marble, of Prairie View, Iowa, and their 10-year-old daughter Anna were about to take their first trip abroad, but they didn't know it yet. Mr. Marble had a small business manufacturing tea cozies, those cute little knitted pullovers for teapots, but the Iowa tea cozy market had been rather sluggish of late, and the future of this furry device, which had done so much to help thousands of chipped ceramic vessels keep warm on cold Midwestern nights, was somewhat less than optimistic. In fact, Mr. Marple's financial situation looked very grim. Then one day, he received a letter which read, "Dear Mr. Marple, we heard you were having some difficulties paying your bills. Here is a credit card to help you out. With it, you can charge your purchases and then pay them off slowly. Buy anything, go anywhere you like. Have a good time. Yours truly, the bank." "Fine," said Mrs. Marple when her husband showed her the bank's letter. "Let's go to Europe." "Go to Europe? Are you crazy? We're going bankrupt," Mr. Marple shouted at his wife, though he regretted his rudeness a moment later. "Then this'll be our last chance, won't it?" said Mrs. Marple with some logic. "Certainly we can manage 4 or 5 days abroad. Besides, with this new credit card, we might as well go now while our business is off and pay our bills later when things begin to improve for us." "Maybe you have a point," Mr. Marple agreed. "Which country would you like to visit?" "Well," replied Mrs. Marple, tapping a finger on her chubby cheek, "I've always wanted to go to England to visit the Queen. Perhaps we could even convince her to buy some of our tea cozies. I hear the English drink a lot of tea." "All right," said Mr. Marple, beginning to feel the thrill of impending adventure, for in fact he had always wanted to go to some strange and far-off country, and the thought of combining it with a business trip seemed to make perfect sense. "I'll call the travel agent." "And France to see the Eiffel Tower," Mrs. Marple continued. "Both England and France," Mr. Marple said, quickly revising the imagined itinerary in his mind. "Don't you think that's a bit too much for an extended weekend?" "And Italy, to see the Spanish Steps." "All in 5 days?" asked Mr. Marple. And then, scratching his balding head, he added, "Aren't the Spanish Steps in Spain?" Mrs. Marple answered her husband's questions patiently. "We can't afford any more than 5 days, even with a credit card. But if we plan our trip with the same efficiency we use to run our business, then I'm sure we can manage 3 small countries in that length of time. As for the Spanish Steps, they're in Rome, which is a city in Italy, and it's because of these serious gaps in your education that our daughter Anna be given the chance to see the world, lest she end up as provincial as her father." Mr. Marple nodded his head in agreement because he knew, down deep, that what his wife said was true. His geography was very poor, and he had never traveled further than Council Bluffs, a mere 20 minutes from his hometown of Prairie View. And so, on a moderately warm Saturday, the 5th of May, at 6 o'clock in the morning, Mr. and Mrs. Marple and Anna found themselves flying several thousand feet over the Atlantic Ocean on their way to London. If they had known the strange adventures which lay in store for them, it's possible they would have tried to convince the pilot to swing the plane around in the sky and turn back.